From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Eureka has filed a lawsuit in federal court in the Northern District of California against the largest makers of prescription opioids in the U.S., as well as the three primary wholesale distributors of prescription opioids in the country. The complaint alleges defendants violated California's unfair competition law and the federal racketeering statute, RICO, and also that defendants' conduct constitutes a public nuisance and unjust enrichment under California law. Opioid-related overdoses, a leading cause of death in the U.S., surpassing fatal car crashes. Of the 1,925 people who died from opioid overdoses in California last year, 33 were from Humboldt County. A man under arrest after a shots fired incident in Eureka on Wednesday. Officers responded to the area of Summer and West Washington Streets for a report of shots fired from a vehicle described as a black Dodge pickup. Officers quickly found the suspect vehicle traveling eastbound on 5th Street and conducted a high-risk stop at the 1100 block of 5th. The driver, 47-year-old Aaron Hooven, was detained without incident. A loaded rifle was visible in the front seat of the suspect vehicle, along with items consistent with the recent firing of a rifle. Hooven was taken into custody, later booked on charges of shooting at an occupied vehicle and brandishing a firearm. He's being held on $100,000 bail. 39-year-old Joe Olivo Jr. and 32-year-old Mario Nunez pleading guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter committed in furtherance of a criminal gang. Both defendants will be sentenced on September 17th to 16 years in state prison. Also, 20-year-old Joe Olivo III, a minor at the time of the incident, pled guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter with personal use of a knife. He'll be sentenced in October. The convictions holding the three defendants accountable for their roles in the death of 14-year-old Jesus Garcia Romero, who was fatally stabbed in the night of December 16th, 2014, in an apartment on the 700 block of P Street in Eureka. A man wanted in Fortuna cuffed Wednesday, sleeping behind a compost barrel at a home on the 3900 block of Roner Street. 34-year-old Polito Segura of Fortuna sought on several felony counts related to child sex abuse. Earlier in the week, police had traced him to an area of Ronerville Road, but he had fled the area before a perimeter was set up. Wednesday, he was taken into custody without incident. Eureka Police Department installing a medication disposal bin, offering a free way for members of the public to safely dispose of old or unused medications, including controlled substances. The bin accepts prescription and non-prescription medicines, controlled and non-controlled medications, and pet medicine. It does not accept needle syringes or EpiPens. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.